Welcome, Coach. Thank you very much. We're going to get started and go right to the first question. And we'll start with the young lady there in the front row, please.
Hi, Coach.
Hi.
Stinging results. I'm sorry for your loss, but I have two for you. One is, what are your thoughts on Giroud's first start? And also, I'm sorry, can you tell us how he impacted the team's chemistry today in the attack, if at all?
Yeah, I thought as the game went on, he got better and better. And he's still gaining fitness and still working on, getting match fitness and sharpness and, so he can be an influential part of our attack. His combination work and play and understanding with the knee, it's clear to see in training, not a whole lot today, but that's something we're looking for, and I'm positive that you'll see more of that in the weeks to come.
Can you tell us one take-home message that you gave to the players afterwards?
Oh, we haven't spoken yet.
You haven't? Okay.
Let's go right here.
Hi. Where do you just believe Columbus got the better of you tonight?
You know, the game developed exactly how we expected, so our match plan was pretty clear. And with the exception of conceding a goal right before half, which shouldn't happen, so it's just poor defending, just kind of falling asleep. I thought we had a really good second half, and it developed exactly how we thought. We knew they would get fatigued. We knew our subs would be positive for us, and that's exactly what happened. Had them on the ropes, and then again, same carelessness defending at the end. You concede the second, and I think that's the difference tonight. It's just two moments in the game where we kind of weren't awake, and they were. And really, that's the difference. I didn't see much else. And unfortunately for us, we had a few chances to go up 2-1 in the second half, and I thought we really had them on the ropes and just couldn't finish those plays. The difference is their player, Cucho, did, and ours didn't.
Do you feel like Columbus had a bit of an advantage not having to play in the group stages and just fitness-wise?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you can go that far back. The advantage is you get to play at home. That's a clear advantage. We've seen year in year in the MLS Cup and in these tournaments, but that's an advantage you earn through the regular season.
Next question in the room, please. John.
Hi, Steve. John Arnold with the Leagues Cup site. Kind of following on the advantages you can gain in different tournaments and that kind of thing, I heard you talk a little bit about not going directly into the round of 16 as maybe not a huge motivating factor, that the trophy was more of a motivation. You now have other tournaments that you turn your attention to, Open Cup, the league. What do you feel like has to happen for you guys to, be able to focus on that and potentially reap the rewards in CONCACAF Champions Cup that come with those tournaments?
Well, we're already qualified for the Champions Cup. So that was the first objective of this tournament, and a job well done by us. And so, again, raising a trophy is always great. It didn't happen, and we move on. It's that simple. We have important match Wednesday night in Seattle in the Open Cup, and we'd love to host the final at BMO. And that's our objective now. There's no time to really think too much about this. It was a fun experience, fun tournament for us, but it's over, and you won't hear me speak another word about it after we're done here.
Do we have any more questions in the room? There you go.
Coach, with Columbus outscoring you guys 10-3 and within 9 months, you guys have sort of built a rivalry, and with this day and age, forming new rivalries, it's entertainment. Can you just talk about sports in general, just building new rivalries and what it brings to, MLS?
It's great. It's two teams functioning at a very high level in different ways, and it's also great for our sport, great for the MLS. And, I don't like to draw conclusions or go back multiple seasons and create these long statistics. I think that doesn't make sense. Every game has its own story. And so I like to think from game to game, but you're welcome to think however you please. Rivalries are important. We have our regional rivals and our local one in L.A. And then maybe now out of conference with Columbus. Philly matches are always important for us and always exciting. To grow our sport and to make our league more attractive, we need more of these games. And we were happy to take part in it tonight. Just came up a bit short.
All right, we're going to jump to Zoom and take some questions. First one, we'll go to Josh Gross.
Thank you. Hey, Steve, do you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, great.
First, could you just talk a little bit more about what you hope to accomplish from half to half? So do I understand right that the first half went the way you wanted? What was the message to the group for the second half? And secondly, health-wise, how are you coming out of this? Murray had to come off, and Olivier seemed to be bothered by the knee a bit. Do you have any updates on player health afterwards as well? Thank you.
Yeah, the first half went as expected. We're fine not having much possession. We didn't concede much at all. And then a silly set piece goal, second phase of a set piece, which is should have been under control. And then to have to chase a deficit in the second half makes it difficult away and against this team. But I thought we did a fantastic job in the second half. And so, you know, we wanted to weather the storm in the half. They have been starting quickly in this tournament, really pushing the tempo in the first 30 minutes, as they did tonight, but have been dying late. And we saw that. And, you know, I think if we can get into the half without conceding that goal, I think I'd have a different demeanor right now. But should have, could have, would have. So obviously congratulations to Columbus. But, you know, the game plan did go as expected. And our injuries, Murray, we have to see how he's doing. Certainly it doesn't look like he'll be available for Wednesday, so hopefully it's not too bad. Olivier, I don't know anything yet, but it seems to be fine.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Okay, thank you. Good night.